The difficulties that we have had, the only way that I was able to survive is because of you. Because of the American people standing up and running to me instead of running away from me. So thank you, America. Thank you, all the good little soldiers out there. All of you. Thank you. One of the great things about being an American is our culture. In our DNA, we feel freedom. We bleed freedom. And we will sacrifice for freedom. It is not something that can be taken for granted. We in this country were awake. Is that young lady that was just down here talking a little bit ago, where she was talking about our various struggles, the various things that our country has experienced over our history? We do not ever take anything that has gone before us for granted. This country is awake. Tomorrow, Tuesday, the American people that are standing on the soil that we are standing on tonight, and they're going to be standing on this soil tomorrow. This is soil that we have fought over, fought for, and we will fight for in the future. The members of Congress, the members of the House of Representatives, the members of the United States Senate, those of you who are feeling weak tonight, those of you that don't have the world of fiber in your body, get some tonight, because tomorrow we the people are going to be here, and we want you to know that we will not stand for a lie. We will not stand for a lie. One of the things that I've learned is I've learned about fighting for the truth. And one thing that I do know is that the truth will come out. And the truth is known. We know the truth right now. We know what it is. We know exactly what happened. All of us know what happened. Members of Congress know what happened. And so where we stand tonight, we stand on a crucial moment in the United States history. And like I said at the beginning, in order for us to breathe the fresh air of liberty, we know, because we the people, we are the ones that decide. We are the ones that will decide. Our path forward, America's future forward, it may not be a Republican Party. It may not be a Democratic Party. It will be the people's party.
Shake your head if you can hear me, Dale.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, General Flynn. Down from Freedom Plaza, Belly of the Beast in D.C. We're going to continue some of this coverage, so stay tuned.
Amazing to have General Flynn here, right? It's just going to keep going, folks, because patriots are in town. Patriots are not giving up. Patriots are fighting. And when I think of patriots, I think about those who have been persecuted for supporting the President of the United States. The deep state came for this man. They tried to destroy his life. You know my story. They've done the same to me. This man is a fighter. He has fought back. He is counter-suing, and he's been there every step of the way. They illegally spied on him. I'm going to bring him up right now. He's a friend of mine, George Papadopoulos.
George Papadopoulos next, everyone. Sharing the group.
This is what it's all about. Without you, I'm nobody. Without you and your support, my wife and I would have never been able to get through this enormous fight, this upheaval, this disaster that the deep state tried to put my family and I through. They wanted us to lie about the president, to undo his administration. I'm not a traitor. I wasn't going to lie. I took it like a man, and I fought back. There was a war hero that was just on this stage right here, General Flynn. Let's give him one more round of applause. The general went through hell and back just like I did and others. This entire country fell, what we all went through. I see it as a collective effort. All of your prayers,
George Papadopoulos on the stage.
It means the world to me. That's exactly why I want to come here and tell you right now. So thank you for that. We can't forget, though, what Ulysses S. Grant said. There are but two parties right now, traitors and patriots. And both are exposing themselves right now. I love this country. I live and breathe for the foundation of what this country is all about in the Constitution. And in this country, right now, we have 2/3 of the Republican Congress that are going to vote to decertify this fraudulent election. 13 senators and counting will also vote to decertify this fraudulent election. We should not forget their names and their bravery, but we cannot forget the traitors who decided that they're going to vote against it. The president is right. He calls it the surrender caucus. And make sure you primary these guys in 2 years, will you? This is the grassroots candidates from this group right here. This is the group that we need to primary those traitors out there. Get the Patriot Party going. Get the People's Party motivated and going, because that's what this is about.
I don't know what the hell this cameraman is doing, but that's George Papadopoulos on the stage, guys.
I want to do one thing really fast here, because if it wasn't for my beautiful wife, none of you would have ever even heard my name or even understood what we went through and how we fought back. So I just want to bring my wife up here for 1 second, if you don't mind. Simona, please come up here. I want to say a couple words here. My legal immigrant wife from Italy, not Russia.
He did the sweetest guy ever.
Simona Papadopoulos.
And, you know, just making us feel better about all the unjust mess we put him through. They told him in Hollywood, well, I had a very nice target. Well, thank you all for your support. And, you know, here we have a
So with that, guys, God bless you all. God bless America. Fight for it. Stay vigilant. Don't you ever let them take this country from you. They will not stop. Fight back. God bless America. Thank you.
Excuse me, right behind you. Sorry.
USA! Are we going to fight like a Flynn tomorrow?
Yes!
Are we going to fight like our president? I'm about to bring up another gentleman who I'm just now getting to know, but he has been blowing the whistle in our movement. He's getting very loud. You all used to know him. He used to be the CEO of Overstock. They have tried to silence him. Let's bring up Patrick Byrne.
I guess this is a rerun, but I missed broadcasting this, so I'm glad you're with it to see. So this might have happened about an hour ago.
Thank you. I have the easiest job of all. I'll just say I'm in the background. Help. I'm another tick-off Irishman like that other guy you played with. You know what they say about what Irish
That's
Alzheimer's
not me,
is?
By the way.
That's when you forget everything but your grudges. Listen, I did a doctorate in philosophy, so you don't have to. Let me tell you what it all comes down to. There's two kinds of government. There's the government that derives it's just the world where people think just government derives its power from the consent of the governed. And that's what we are, that we're the principals, they're the agents. Just like when you hire a real estate agent, he's your agent. You're the principal, he's the agent, you hire him. When you're a football player, you hire a sports agent. You're the principal, he's the agent. In our world, we are the principals, and there are our agents. There's a different kind of government called authoritarianism. It has lots of different flavors, but authoritarianism. The most basic thing that distinguishes us is that we believe that just government derives from our consent. How do we know what our consent is? We hold elections that are free, fair, and transparent. It's the most atomic concept of our tradition. The first thing is to have that you held a free, fair, transparent election to find out what it is we consent to. Authoritarian systems, so that's the other bucket, they don't really care about our consent, so they hold pony elections. If we let this go down, we are crossing that line, and we will never recover. I know what's coming for us. In the early 80s, I lived in China, Communist China, when they first opened up. I love the Chinese. I love Chinese history. But I know their mentality very well of the CCP. I know what's coming for us. If we let this go down as it is, you won't get another chance to change it. Your children won't get another chance to change it. Their children won't get another chance. So under no circumstances can we, they've eroded many of our freedoms over recent decades. They've eroded religious liberty. They've eroded freedom of speech. If you're hearing anyone say hate speech isn't free speech, they've eroded freedom of assembly in many ways, or at least to assemble and not be threatened. All kinds of our freedoms have gotten eroded, and we accepted it, maybe more than we should have. But the one thing that we can never, ever accept is to put up with a rigged election. That's the first thing. So I want to thank you, proud patriots. I'm proud to be here among you. I want to tell you, we have a lot of hope for tomorrow. There's a lot of ways this can go. And I want to tell you, you may have heard about a fairly raucous meeting in an office over there a couple weeks ago. The president has far more power than people understand. There are laws on the books and executive orders that go back that let the president just say this, that there was clear foreign interference in this election, and we have all kinds of remedies. So do not believe anyone who tells you otherwise. And the main event is, while the mainstream people are doing everything they can to normalize this craziness, this imposter president that they have created, they're doing everything to normalize it and say that we're the crazies. That's called gaslighting. Narcissists do it. We're seeing the world correctly, and they're the kooks. They're the kooks, and it's that time we remember it. Listen, God bless. God bless you for being here and making this trip. And we're going to be victorious tomorrow. It's an honor to be with you. Thank you.
The next couple that we're going to bring up, folks, they are they're blowing the whistle on a lot of things. And I want to bring them up. It's Ty and Charlene Bollinger. And, of course, they are blowing the whistle on cancer. They're blowing the whistle on vaccines. And, of course, they're with the United Medical Freedom Pact. Let's bring them up. They're going to sling some truth at you.
Hello, everybody out there. I'm Charlene Bollinger, and this is my handsome, braveheart husband, Ty Bollinger. And we are patriots. We love Donald J. Trump. We love America. And we love you. There's so much hate going around that it's unwarranted. It's unneeded. We just need a lot of love, and we need a lot of truth. We are filmmakers, and we're about truth. And having General Flynn up here talking about digital soldiers, I can bet you every single one of you is sharing the truth online and fighting fake news every single day, twice on Sunday.
Yeah, and what General Flynn said about the fact that everyone knows that the election was stolen, it reminds me of that Leonard Cohen song, Everybody Knows, right? You can redo that song and insert the contents of this election and it would be perfect. Everyone knows the election was stolen. The mainstream media knows the election was stolen. Who saw the CNN special from 15 years ago where they did a special on Dominion voting systems to show that they could be hacked? Have you seen that? Okay, this is the same CNN. CNN stands for Communist News Network, by the way. This is the same CNN that now tells us it's impossible to hack Dominion. It is impossible for elections to be hacked. This is the same mainstream media that told us for 4 years that there was Russian collusion and that the 2016 election was stolen, that Trump was illegitimate. But now they tell us it's impossible to hack those machines and that there was no way that there was any election fraud. Who is sick of the duplicity of the mainstream media?
And how about One American News Network? We've been watching that. Because you know what? Yeah, who was that network? One American News. What were you watching on election night when Donald J. Trump was winning by a landslide in every single state? We were watching Fox News. Hello? Okay. The lights are out, but the mic is on, so I'm going to talk. So, we were watching Fox News, and you know what? That was the last time we ever watched that network because they're liars and they're thieves. They're worse than CNN. These networks are lying and people are watching it. We're done. So we're getting the truth out there. One American News Network, Newsmax, there are a lot of networks telling the truth. And you know what? Tomorrow, when Congress gets together, we're going to find out in our own government who the patriots are and who the traitors are based on their votes.
That's right.
Please subscribe to the YouTube channel and all my Facebook pages. And
if we were to take a script to Hollywood,
and give us a like and notifications, please help. And start watch parties too. We're gonna go with the regular show here in an hour and 20 minutes. This is just to give you an idea of what's happening down here in D.C. This is J.D. Back to the coverage.
Okay. While he was speaking to the Georgia representatives in the Senate there, or the senators that were present, they literally hacked live and took control of the Dominion voting machines. And then we see it later on CNN, and they say that it's a conspiracy theory. This is ridiculous. We are sick of being lied to. And as Charlene said, after tomorrow, and Papadopoulos just said, there's only traitors and patriots now. And tomorrow we will see who the traitors are, and we will see who the patriots are. They will be patently obvious after tomorrow's vote.
And you know what? The patriots have gathered here, and tomorrow we're going to have a couple million people here. We love you guys. We're not going to take it anymore. We're taking our country back. God bless you, and God bless America.
Four more years. Four more years. Four more years. Four more years. God bless.
It's about 36 degrees out there and windy.
We'll get that fixed. They can do whatever they want. We're going to keep going. We're here to fight for our president. The next speaker we're going to bring up, she's a former congressional candidate. She's the goddaughter of Alvina King, who is the niece of Martin Luther King. I'm telling you, folks, this is going to be great. I'm bringing up Angela Stan King.
Everybody, you know why I'm here. Save the children. Save the children. Save the children. Listen, I don't know, but if you ask me, children and babies in the womb are worth fighting for. They say we're going to take this country back. The president gave me a full unconditional pardon. I took that pardon. I jumped in the race in Fulton County. I said, this is the only president in my lifetime that's willing to stand up to these demons. And I'm going to stand up and I'm going to fight with them. Are you with us? Listen.
What a wonderful lady.
They say it'll never happen, that Trump will never overturn it. But guess what? I got news for them. I believe in a God that makes miraculous things happen. And we are not giving up the fight. One thing about all of us that are here together, and when I look out in this crowd, and I don't give a damn about the fake news, my president has said it time and time again, but when I look in this crowd, I see black faces. I see brown faces. I see white faces. I see tan faces. I see American people that love for him because guess what? Donald J. Trump, not only did he fight for me, not only did he fight for George Papadopoulos, not only did he fight for Roger Stone, not only did he fight for General Flynn, but Donald Trump fights for America!
First Lady of the Second Amendment, Jan Morgan.
Hello, America. In the days and weeks ahead, the Second Amendment was written in the Bill of Rights for times like these. We are going to exhaust every legal avenue available, and we still have many, and we will not give up. But if Joe Biden ends up in the White House and tries to send his goons to your home to take your guns, you stand up and you fight. The Second Amendment was not written to deal with issues related to hunting. It was not written to deal with issues related to self-defense. And it is not your gun permit, by the way. Don't ever say the Second Amendment is my gun permit. No. You're giving the government power over an authority over a right. Your Second Amendment is inalienable. Your right to keep and bear arms is God-given, not government issued.
God gave me my gun permit, and the Second Amendment just codifies it. Just a little correction there.
I have the constitutional authority to do so, so don't you forget that. Now, I'm going to hurry up the stage because I know you've got some great speakers ahead. I just want to leave you with this, folks. I know it is easy to start feeling overwhelmed when it looks like we can't win, when it looks like all the odds are stacked against us. I want to leave you with this tonight to encourage you to never give up. Because if ever in the history of the world anyone had a right to say, this is too big, this is too much, I give up, it was our founding fathers in that final battle for liberty. Have you read the story? Go back and read it. They were outmanned, outarmed, freezing to death, starving to death, trying to fight the British in the snow. Many of them didn't even have clothes. They didn't have shoes on their feet. And do you know what the British said? Oh, it's easy to find the colonists. Just look for the trail of blood in the snow where the ice has ripped the skin off their feet. Folks, we haven't seen tough times yet. Those guys, if anyone ever had the right to say, I give up, it was those guys, and they didn't. And we owe it to them to never give up. You reach within the deepest recesses of your heart and soul when you start feeling like giving up. And you find that spirit of others, that spirit of every noble soldier who has ever hoisted the American flag on his shoulder and had to face the choice between liberty or death. He chose to stare death in the face and spit. That is the heart and soul of an American warrior, and that is the heart and soul of you people, and that's why you're here in this fight, and I'm there with you. I love you. God bless you. God bless America.
Do you guys like pastors? Yeah, yeah, me too. This next gentleman became one of my great friends in life. He's become one of my best friends. He's been preaching all over the country, opening churches that couldn't get their doors open. I'll tell you a little quick story about him real quick. We were in the lobby of the hotel. It's been one of the few events we've had out here. There's been a lot, as you all know. And he's standing by himself, and some of the security guys come up, and they said, hey, pastor, he wants to walk you back so you'll be safe. And about that time, and we call him the Viking pastor. You'll see him walking around here with Brian. The security guys tell the story better than I do. Two of the biggest Black Robe Regiment guys you ever seen in your life walk up, and Brian, Pastor Gibson, looks at him and says, no, I'll be fine. He said, if we're in any trouble, we'll knock him out, and then we'll pray for him. So, folks, Pastor Brian Gibson.
Come on, Patriots, make some noise again tonight. Are you too cold to fight? Do you still want to save this nation? Is Jesus still King of America? Come on, let's give the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end a hand clap tonight. Come on. Come on, clap your hands, all you people. Clap your hands, all you people. Clap your hands, all you people. Now somebody shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Listen. I've been traveling the nation, speaking to pastors, telling them to stand up and to play the man of God. Every church in America ought to be opened back up. The gospel ought to be preached. We can no longer bow our knee to Caesar. Pray to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Somebody say amen to that. We are living right now in a nation that was founded by Christian men. This is a Christian nation. This is not a communist nation. This is not a Marxist nation. This is not a totalitarian government. It is governed by we, the people, not by big tech, not by a one world government, not by a global elite. Come on, this nation is led by the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of you. Let's give him a hand clap for being here with us tonight. Amen. I did an Easter egg giveaway at my church, and I was going to give some kids an egg in the name of Jesus. And on the day that I was going to pass out, I've got churches in Kentucky and Texas, I was going to pass out those eggs. But what happened when I got ready to pass out those eggs, I got a call from the health department, and they told me, if you give one of those eggs to a kid in the name of Jesus, we will close down your church. Come on, my people from that church had to stand and watch McDonald's give out French fries. They watched communist coffee or Starbucks give out lattes and brevets. The liquor store served their patrons, but the church couldn't give a kid an egg in the name of Jesus. How do you know that that is un-American? That is unconstitutional. That is unacceptable. And it's time for we the people to take this nation back before it's too late. Amen? This is our nation. We are a constitutional republic. And let me tell you this. America did not start the church, but the church of the Lord Jesus Christ started America. I said the church of the Lord Jesus Christ started America. I said the church of the Lord Jesus Christ started this great nation. May it be the people. Come on. This is the greatest nation on the earth. I've traveled the world preaching this gospel. I've preached it in Marxist nations. I've preached it in Muslim nations. I've preached in the underground churches. I've been there when they broke into our meetings and we didn't know if we were getting out alive. The only thing that separates us from them is the First Amendment. How many of y'all are thankful that we still have the freedom of religion? We still have the freedom of speech. Come on, somebody. We still have the freedom of the
speech. Sorry, Pastor.
We still have the freedom.
We don't really still have it. We gave it to the government because of COVID. And we ought to take it back now.
There is no pandemic clause in the Constitution. Governor Beshear, if you're watching from Kentucky, you cannot shut the church down. Neo Newsom, if you're watching from California, you cannot shut the church down. Richmond, Illinois, you cannot shut the church down. Come on, every church, every business, every school, every gym, every patriot, open everything back up and tell them to come and take it if they can. Come on, come and take it, amen? Leonidas, he said it in Sparta, come and take it. There was a captain down in Georgia during the Revolutionary War said the same thing, come and take it. And then Gonzalez in Texas, come on, I'm married to a Texan, I think they're the greatest women in the world, God bless Texas. They said, come and take it. When did we as Americans start laying it down? When did we as Americans stop pushing back? When did we as Americans allow some small, frail little doctor to close down our life, to muzzle our children, come on, to stop our economy, to break our banks or our wallets? It is time to tell them to come and take it. It's time to push back. Come on, somebody give God a hand clap. You believe that? Listen, I serve Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. If we repent of our sins and call on His name, He'll forgive you. He's not a God pointing at you, mad at you, wanting to get even with you. He's a God that says, come unto me, all you that are weary, all you that are broken, all you that are hurting, all you that are falling apart. Come on, Jesus is a Jesus that puts us back together. You're looking at a guy that used to be a crankhead and a cokehead, and Jesus set me free in 1998. How many of y'all has God set free out there? His freedom has made our nation free. And I'm telling you, Jesus is the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. But He is not just a lamb. I said He's not just a lamb. I said He's not just a lamb. I said He's not just a lamb. Come on, He's not just a lamb. He's not just a lamb. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And He's about to roar again in the United States of America. We're going to take our nation back. God's going to pour out a revival. God's going to pour out His Spirit. The third great awakening is coming to this nation. And I declare it starts tonight. If you believe it, just say amen. Man, I've already said this like three times today, but I'm going to say it one more time. I preach in black a lot. Number one, I'm a Johnny Cash fan. Anybody like Cash out there? Cash is cool. I don't care who you are. Second reason I wear black is I've gained a few pounds and it's slimming. Amen? Turn to your neighbor, just tell them you look like you've lost 20 pounds. Tell them that. Right? But the third reason I preach in black is because the men who started the American Revolution were a group of preachers who thundered in the pulpits and told men like Adams and Washington and the signers of the Declaration that the British could no longer control us. And I'm going to tell the people and the patriots that have gathered together here in D.C. that wicked men or Nancy Pelosi or Kamala Harris or Joe Biden, China Joe, and his defiled son, they cannot control us. It's time to push back. When Paul Revere
said the British are coming. He was riding to his pastor's house. See, what it means to be meek doesn't mean to be weak. It means to be powerful. But to be under control. And what these men did, they thundered in the pulpits. And these black robe preachers, they began to recruit the men that would be the militia and the Minutemen that took back this nation and started this nation from British tyranny. And if you're going to a church right now that's not opened up, I'm going to tell you, you're not with a black robe preacher. You're with a yellow robe preacher. You ought to leave that church. You ought to find the man of God. You ought to fall in there. And the church is the key to saving the nation. Come on, the First Amendment still matters. Can I get an amen? The Second Amendment still matters. Can I get an amen? All of our Constitution matters. Can I get an amen? It's time to save the Constitution. So tomorrow, my message to every politician, every elected official, every person in the seat of power, is you better not do what some corrupt foreign money has told you to do. You better not do what the powers that manipulate out there, that Jezebel spirit, tells you to do. You better do what we, the people, have elected you to do, or you will be done in politics forever. Can I get an amen out there? Let's take our nation back. Here's what I want to say. I've got an organization, Peaceably Gather, and also BlackRobe.org. BlackRobe.org. Say it one more time, BlackRobe.org. If you need help opening up your church, or if you're a pastor that's committed to the kingdom of God, committed to Jesus, but also committed to America, come on, if Jesus is our Lord, then our nation is our responsibility. If Jesus is our Lord, our nation is our responsibility. Patriot pastors, you ought to stand up. If you need legal counsel, we'll provide it for you free of charge. Come on, here's what I want to tell you. Whenever Governor Cuomo, and I'll close with this, he passed that late-term abortion bill, and him and his group of jackals, they laughed on national television because they get to kill a baby as it comes out of the womb. The word of the Lord came to me. God spoke to me. He said, they've reached up and they've touched the apple of my eye. Now I'm about to reach up and touch the apple of their eye. The apple of my eye are the unborn and the innocent. The apple of their eye is the big apple. And I will cause a rock to come to the big apple. And there'll be a crash. I'll hit them in their wall. I'll hit them in their wall suit. There'll be a crash on one day that'll make the crash of 08 and 09 look like child's play. And the rock will come to the city of the apple. And unless the men and women in authority and power repent and rend their garments and take action against this evil action, the city of the apple will fall. Well, now we stand there, months, a year and a half later that I got that word and I prophesied it all over the nation. We stand there and the rot has hit New York. I'm going to tell you, we've got the power to stop the rot from spreading further. If we'll repent, if we'll call on the name of Jesus, if we'll submit ourselves to him. Come on, how do you think we ought to stop the rot in America? Can I get an amen? Out there. There was a great prophet, David Wilkerson. Was a Times Square prophet. He prophesied the same thing I prophesied. I didn't even know it. Even in the 80s. He said that a disease would come to New York. He said it would shut down bars. It would shut down schools. And it would shut down businesses. But he said that it would change the environment in America. And it would set the stage for the third great awakening and a revival to hit America unlike we have ever seen before. Come on, somebody give God a hand clap if you want to see that revival. I said revival is coming. Revival is coming. Revival is coming. God bless you. God bless America. And God bless Donald Trump. Come on, 4 more years. God bless you.
You know, when I first stepped out here, we talked about unity. We said there was no exclusion this week, right? The man I'm about to bring up is a friend of mine. He's a patriot. They have tried. They haven't tried. They have deplatformed these guys all across the world. And it's absolutely inexcusable that the mainstream media and those in power and those in Congress and the Senate have done nothing to stop the censorship in America by big tech. It has to stop. And this guy's going to probably talk about that a little bit too. Folks, my good friend, Owen Schroyer.
Well, I can tell you that the evil occupiers of Washington, D.C. did not expect this. And I can tell you that they did everything within their power to stop this from happening, but yet here we are in the rain and the cold. So we salute you, and I can tell you something right now. President Trump is watching this, and he's very excited at what he sees. And he's going to have some big announcements for us tomorrow, I believe. Thomas Jefferson once said, when the government fears the people, there is freedom. But for too long now, the people have feared the government. Well, in January 2021, that changes. And I can tell you that the crooked politicians that occupy our Capitol are in fear right now. You know how I know this? Because they're scurrying around in secret tunnels to avoid we the people. Right now as we speak, they're scurrying around like the little rats that they are to try to avoid you. Now, why would they be doing that? Because they know they're corrupt, they know they're criminals, but worst of all, they know that we know. And unfortunately for them, they're not winning right now. They may be cheating, but they're not winning. They thought they could steal this election and get away with it. I anticipate there will be more than 1 million Trump voters in Washington, D.C. They thought they could fake a pandemic and keep you locked in your home, but yet I see thousands of beautiful, smiling faces without a mask, not in fear. And the theme is 4 more years for Donald Trump. And while I think all of us can get behind that, I'd like to see 1,000 more years of human freedom and 1,000 more years of the United States of America.
Chance of lock her up.
I think that would be a good start. But you know, Nancy Pelosi said that you can no longer say mother and father in Congress. Did you see this? Well, I got news from Nancy Pelosi. Trump is your daddy.
Good one, Owen.
So, despite all the things that they've done to try to destroy our morale, despite all the things they've done to gaslight us, confuse us, and try to keep us locked inside, we're here more powerful, more loud, and we're fighting mad. And now, it's my pleasure to introduce a man. It's my honor to introduce a man who was the genesis, in many ways, of this second American Revolution. With a movement that started with one man on public access television will tomorrow turn into millions of Americans in the streets of Washington, D.C. to take our republic back. And that man's name is Alex Jones. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones.
I'll tell you who I'm excited to hear to see. It's you, the American people, unifying in resistance for the new world order. We have only begun to resist the globalists. We have only begun our fight against their tyranny. They have tried to steal this election in front of everyone. And as I told them 20 years ago, I tell them again, I don't know how all this is going to end, but if they want to fight, they better believe they've got one. The communist Chinese have enslaved 1.5 billion souls. They have millions in slave camps. It's admitted, and Apple runs the death camps.
But it's okay, because Tim could escape.
Because we're liberal. The very leftist media dividing Americans according to race and religion and sexual preference is the very same globalist groups that run the genetic engineering labs and the concentration camps in communist China. Hitler was a monster. Stalin was a monster. But what Mao Zedong and Xi Jinping did overshadows their crimes against us, against humanity. Every crime they commit against a Muslim, a Christian, a Buddhist, an agnostic, a Chinese, an African, a North American, it doesn't matter. It's a crime in the eyes of God. And just as authoritarians throughout history have bet on the Bolsheviks and bet on the Nazis and bet on every other form of tyranny, their bet will fail. Because there is a God that created the universe, and there is a God that inspired our republic, and there is a God in the control of the affairs of humans. And that God will see us through if we are loyal. But make no mistake, I'm like being completely honest with you here. Things are going to be rough. Things are going to get bad in the future. We've already allowed the murder of 60 million babies in this country. We've done so many other evil things. So we're deep down in that water. We're hundreds of feet deep. It's going to be hard swimming back to the surface. And not everybody is going to make it. But that's okay. Because in the end, God will fulfill his destiny and will reward the righteous. When you see Nancy Pelosi, or you see Barack Obama, or you see that slave of Satan,
Joe, he's got to be freezing his ass off. It's 36 degrees out there. Where's his jacket?
They want to dumb you down. They want to hurt your children because they're falling and because misery loves company. We renounce Satan. We renounce the Democratic Party. We renounce abortion. We renounce the Communist Party of China. But more importantly, we embrace God and family and justice and strength. Just as we see in the Bible and just as we see in history, God rises up men who are real, not men that are perfect, not men that are above reproach, but real men like President Trump, who has fought hard for our republic, who's fought hard for justice, who's done the best job he can. And because he has represented us, he is under attack. So we hold up President Trump before the creator of the universe. And we say, thank you for trying to send us a deliverer, though he's as perfect as we are. But we pray for him, and we pray for America, and we hold him up in this hour of peril. But regardless of what happens for President Trump, or what happens to you, it's all in God's plan. We have turned the tables against the Satanists. We have turned the tables against the globalists. We have seen incredible victory in the last 4 years in a global awakening. God and his consciousness creates the ocean that creates the waves on which Donald Trump or an Alex Jones are you right in on. But is God in control of human destiny? Not Bill Gates, not Warren Buffett, not Lord Rothschild, not the world. It is that simple understanding that God of the universe is in control, not the globalists who want to play God. We recognize God, we connect with God, and we transcend the Satanists by doing that. Tomorrow is a great day. We don't quietly take the election fraud. We don't quietly take the sham and believe their BS. We've seen the others. The system
that's not me, by the way.
Desperately
that's his cameraman doing that. I was down there earlier today
control, but
for about 7 hours.
Their Waterloo. This will be their destruction. Whatever happens to President Trump in 15 days, he is still the elected president of this republic, and we do not recognize the communist Chinese agent Joe Biden or his controllers. And America and the world is watching everything you do with the big tech censorship and the economic attacks, and the COVID lockdowns, and the UN martial law. World government, foretold for thousands of years, is now upon us, and it's pathetic, and it will be defeated. We finally face the world government chicken little witch hunt system, and we have the deaths of 2020 from the CDC. 61,000 more people died in 2020 than died in 2019. And when you count the drug addiction, the drug overdose, and suicide, less people died in 2020 than died in 2019.
So much for the COVID farce.
That is, COVID-19 is broken. But you have to go out. And you have to expose it, because upon that lie of COVID-19 and that Chi-Com engineered virus that Bill Gates owns, they built this entire system on that lie. So we must now pray for President Trump and lift him up to God and ask God to give him the guidance and the discernment and the leadership to make the decisions in God's plan that bring down the new world order. And it comes down to that. Churchill gave a famous speech where he said, all I can promise you is blood and pain and war and suffering. But the alternative is even worse, total slavery. So we don't care what the new order does. We commit to Christ and we commit to war against the globalists with the truth, and we will never surrender. Never, 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 never feel alone. No matter if you're in a jail cell, or no matter if you're dying of cancer, or no matter if your car broke down in the middle of the desert, the God of the universe built you, and the God of the universe loves you, and the God of the universe will deliver and fulfill you, but you must have faith and open that channel. And that's why, in closing, I'm so honored to be here tonight with this amazing group of people, the most powerful speech that I've ever heard, because the Spirit of God is with us. The Spirit of Liberty is with us. And if God be with us, who can stand against us? So I will tell you again, I trust in the plan of God. I trust in Jesus Christ. I trust in the narrow road, not the easy road. I trust in the great contest of liberty. I trust in my forebears, and I trust in you, created by God. The globalists are in fear. The globalists want to play God. They are not God. And the answer to their 1984 tyranny is 1776. 1776. 1776. 1776. 1776. I am so honored to be here with General Flynn and Roger Stone and others coming up. But they are just as important as you are, whether you be black, whether you be white, whether you be old, whether you be young, God made you and God loves you, and they will never separate us. We will prevail. Amen.
Alex Jones, folks. When we started this and put this event on, the number one word, as I told you guys, was unity. United as a party, united as patriots, united as Americans, fighting for the wrong that's been perpetrated against all of us. Make no mistake, it's not about President Trump, it's about each and every one of you. Your voice is being silenced by a fraudulent election. You know it, I know it, and everyone here knows it. I told you we want pastors. Our next pastor, of course, is the president's pastor. He is actually one of the first African-American to ever stand up for Donald Trump. He's been backing him for 5 years. Our man, Pastor Mark Miller.
All right, so that's about the end of their live feed tonight. That was a rerun, but it was only an hour old, you guys, so thanks for watching that. And stick with us, because what the Article 5 live from D.C. here. I'm J.D., your host. Thanks for joining us tonight for the coverage of Freedom Plaza. I spent 6 hours down there earlier today. I got a couple of interviews I want to share with you on the show tonight. We're going to start in about 38 minutes with my show, and I wanted to bring that action to you. We're going to try to get some live streams tomorrow from down at the Capitol, which is, you know, close proximity where I'm staying here in D.C., and I will be there in the morning. And as long as I last during the day, you guys, you know, it's pretty strenuous. But I can tell you what, there's a lot of people here that are trying to help the president, back the president, and, you know, do what we can. So I'm going to go ahead and leave the broadcast up, but there won't be much happening. Let's see. No, I probably ought to close it down again. So I will close the broadcast down again, and I'll see you guys in about, oh, now we're looking at 37 minutes. I'm going to come live. Article 5 live on YouTube. Article 5 live page on Facebook. JD Smalis on Facebook. Friends of Article 5 group. Also, we are on Twitter. You can find me, JD, at Article 5 Hour. We're on Twitch, Article 5 Live, and DLive also, and also VR, I think. So those are the places you can catch the live feed, and it's all archived. You can also go to the website, article5live.com. Tell you all about me, the show. We've been around a little while, and love to have you join me live from the belly of the beast here in about 36 minutes. We'll return. Thanks, everyone. We'll be back.